Ron, how good a play was that by Jake to get that high snap and get the
It was a great play by Jake. I mean, you know, Jake's, you know, he's 5'10" and a half, something like that. And, you know, and what happened? I mean, you, obviously, you're not expecting something like that from Brett. And you know, he was moving the ball and he hit a divot in the field, and is what caused it. In fact, I've never seen him snap up a high snap like that. But Jake did a great job, and I think getting it down and getting it off was. You know, it's kind of a good feeling that we got away with it. That hey, now you know. I mean, he can handle pressure. He can work under pressure. He can, if something like that happens, he doesn't panic. And you know, that's always, you know, a lot of times, you know, they're going to show you everything's all right. But what really is there when the bullets start flying? But he did a great job getting it off.
Were you surprised when Ty made that play on the ball, or did you figure this heads up play?
Well, you know, it's something that it's the first time I've ever seen it in person. But we've coached that. Randall did it before I got here, and so you know he's seen that play. You know, I don't know how many times. You know but the fact of just being able to do it in the heat of the battle once again, you could talk about it, and then. I didn't realize that the ball actually had bounced back in the field of play, or that it went in the end zone and bounced back. So, you know, that's something that kind of added a new wrinkle to the play there. But it was obviously a big play for us, and, you know, give us the ball on the 40-yard line.
You guys actually still use the Randall clip to show guys? You do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like you used it this year?
I've used it. He's probably seen that a minimum of four times this year, but and I, you know, you remember last year when he cut the ball going back in momentum, and they ended up, it was, I can't remember, it might have been a St. Louis game, but it was the same, one of the same kind of things. We had just gone over the rules during the week. You know, coaches got this thing, you know, where we have meetings for the young guys, and you know, one thing about special teams rules, they're different than college in some respects, and so we try to hit those periodically just to review them and make sure, and it just happened to be that week that happened that we went over those rules, and you know, and Ty was able to make a smart move then as well.
So on that play, say the ball's in the middle of the field, so and the ball goes into the end zone and then comes out, is that a free ball, or is it because it went to the end zone, would have been a touchback? Do you know what the rule would have been on that?
Actually, it's going to be part of the NFL, you know, NFL makes clips every week, you know, they come out with, you know, teaching things, to be honest, I'm not exactly sure. I think once it comes back out, it is a free ball, and you have to recover it. But the fact that he got out of bounds, there's no first touch rule with your on the receiving team. But the fact that it came back, yeah, if they had got on it, it would have been their ball.
But just to try to clarify the rule, if that happens on a punt, that's a touchback, right?
Right.
As soon as that ball hits,
right.
That's
right. Touchback. Yes, sir.
Mike's earlier question, when Tim was here, you and a lot of the other coaches would talk about how Tim was a really good athlete, even though he was a punter. Have you gotten a sense yet for Jake's athleticism and where that is?
Well, I think just what he did yesterday was showed me a lot of athleticism, because he got up high and brought the ball back down. And actually, when he came down, he had momentum going backwards. And so it turned that around and get going forward and he still got it off and you know, not the time you'd like to have, but he got it off fairly quickly.
A couple of years ago, even when you were assistant, you had some long returns against you that kind of changed momentum occasionally. You seem to have avoided those over the last year and this year as well. What's the key in doing that? Do you have to be just basic in what you teach, or, you know?
I think number one, being fortunate. I mean, the ball placement, coach, we want the ball, you know, we always talk about ball placement, both in punt and kickoff, and, you know, try to constrict the field a little bit so you don't give them the whole field to cover. And our guys have done a good job of getting down there and covering. I mean, it's, you know, they've taken a lot of pride in it. You know, we talk a lot about it. Jason, you know, and I are both, you know, from a defensive background, so we're always talking about cover, you know. And, you know, it's funny, if they get out to, in the kickoffs, if they get out to the 22 or 23, it's like you feel like, yeah, I guess we didn't do a very good job. You know, and I mean, guys are going to get to the 22 or 23, you know, but that's kind of the attitude that we try to coach. And, you know, of course, you know, coach gives us a lot of extra time to work on drills to be able to get down and cover them.
I wasn't able to follow exactly, but how many rookies were you using on special teams yesterday?
I don't look at that. There was a bunch of young guys. Once again, it goes back. When you go to camp, I think you prepare guys to, you know, we don't even know who's going to be here. So you're trying to coach for the season and prepare guys for the season. And, you know, we had some guys playing some different spots. We had J-Ron, for example. It was great having him back. We moved him into guard. He hadn't played guard on the punt team since actually his rookie year. And because you try to keep things simple and teaching techniques, it allows you to move people around. And Evans, I mean, you know, Jason had Evans. We had him in like three different spots, and he really did a good job. So, you know, and I think it's good. Talks a little bit about the football IQ when you're able to make adjustments and changes during the game, and particularly with the young guys. You know, we did some things differently on the kickoff return. You know, when you get concerned about onside kicks, they've got a history of a lot of onside kicks, and you know, so we did some changes there. You saw we had eight up, and we had some guys in some different positions, and they handled it well. So, you know, that's a good feeling. Like it really speaks to what Coach always talks about is the football IQ.
Their kick returner brought it out a few times, and all three times didn't make it out to the 25. So with that new rule, how do you balance the risk-reward of thinking that your coverage units are going to stop them shy of the 25, but knowing that any time a guy brings it out, there's a chance he can break one? Do you like trusting your coverage units to only have Mason kick it a couple yards deep?
Well, it depends. Yes, I do, to answer that question. But I think it depends a little bit on the situation in the game as well. You know, if you remember a couple years ago back, you know, we're playing Chicago and the score's like, you know, it's like our seventh kickoff and you know, we've got like 50 points and you know, we intercept the ball and take it back for a touchdown. We turn right around and kick off. Well, that's one where, you know, sometimes you want to get it out of you. You don't want to give them that opportunity. So I think you have to be smart in terms of, you know, your guys. Do you have fresh guys on there? If, you know, they just came off a long series, you know, things like that. So you got guys that are running down there and wide open. And I think that's the thing, you know, we've talked a lot about in the offseason. And when coach sits down and we evaluate everything, about, hey, we got to be smart when we want them to come out and when we don't want them to come out.
So what's your focus when you get back to work next week?
What's my focus?
Yeah, is there anything, a thing or two that you want to get better at?
Well, we got to get better at everything. I don't think there's any question. And coach has promised me that we'll get a little time on Monday to, you know, what happens, you know, is this, you know, as you get into the season, you know, and rightfully so, you know, time gets cut back. I mean, coach does a great job of taking care of the players and really keeping them fresh. And that's when that shows up is at the end of the year. But with that being said, sometimes you know, you don't get all the individual technique time that you've been working. So hopefully we'll get an opportunity to brush up on some of those things. And, you know, we try to hit one or two things a week to stay up to date on, you know, what we're trying to get. I mean, you talk about it, they understand it, but it's just, even though these guys are professionals, if they don't practice it, if they don't play, I mean, they got to do it. So you try to hit on some of those things that you feel like, hey, you know, we got to make sure we are sharp in this area. We, you know, in the return game, we're going to work a lot on the return game. You know, I know that's a concern that people may have about our return game, but, you know, if you look at the opportunities, you know, we haven't had a lot of opportunities. I'm excited. We're going to get one. It's kind of like if you remember last year, when everybody was concerned about the defense not getting any sacks, and then all of a sudden, bam, they got into a run of them, and you know, and it'll be the same thing with returns. We just got to, like I told them today, just keep doing the things we do, and keep working, and you know, it'll happen.
Rob, when you teach these guys to get some defensive players, do you almost teach them as defensive players? I mean, is there some of the techniques that they use on defense carry over to what you do in special teams?
Oh, absolutely. I think a lot of times it's like, and we do a great job with, you know, with like team tackling. I mean, you know, you say, well, offensive guys, you know, they got to play on special teams, but, you know, they don't tackle, you know, they hadn't done a lot of tackling in their career. Well, you know, we do a lot of tackling in practice. So you know you get the work on that. But I think anytime there's carryover, you know, coach is big on that. I think it's great. Anytime there's carryover, whether even in terminology. For guys, offensively and defensively, and that's where you get guys that are you say a word and that word relates to something that they do on offense or defense, and so there's carryover. And once again, because you're coaching a lot of times guys that hadn't played a lot of special teams, so you try to get as much carryover as you can. And there's no question if you're thinking it slows you down, and we want them playing as fast as they can play.
Yeah,